welcome back to the Everyman Drummer podcast. I'm your host, Will, and it's going to be a very good topic of discussion today. Here in touching on all the bases that a lot of us that are, if you're listening to this podcast, this is going to probably get near and dear to you guys as well. And it's something that's been happening to me lately, and it's starting to really tick me off. And I'm sure a lot of you drummers out there as well, not only me, you know, I'm a YouTube drummer. I do a lot of drum covers, and I do a lot of tutorials. There's actually just one up there where I break down the Halftime Bernard Pretty Pretty Shuffle, which was used in a whole bunch of other songs. Go and check that out on the YouTube page. Links are in the show notes. But what I want to talk about is the, you know, the elusive, something that we've all been doing since we started playing drums. I mean, we're going to learn from other bands, other drummers. We're going to learn how to play those other songs that we hear on the radio, on the CD, on a cassette tape, record, whatever it is, 8-track if you go back that far. But this is something that's been happening as of recently. Now, I've put a lot of stuff up on my Instagram page, and maybe some of you have been seeing it too. You know, we're all, you hashtag drummers of Instagram, that's me. I'm sure it's a lot of you ladies and gentlemen out there. See that a lot. We have our reels up there, a couple minutes or a couple seconds or whatever it is that we're doing, and we're showcasing our skills out there, and or we're doing a drum cover because we just enjoy the music that we listen to. We just want to try to break down, get into that drummer's mind and talk and play, try to play what they're playing. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong when we are doing those covers and all of a sudden you're getting handed a YouTube strike or your video's getting taken down on Instagram because somebody's claiming copyright on there. Well, let me just set the record straight on this. And I'm sure all of us that are listening to this podcast today, you know, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, speaking of, I last checked and see where everybody's coming from when I'm looking at the performance of this show, of your show, and a majority of our listeners are here in the United States, and right after that, they're coming from France. So shout out to the people of France, that nation, wonderful nation out there. Canada, Germany, Ireland, and the United Kingdom all come right after that. And then it just starts going down, you know, people from Russia, Estonia, Switzerland, Australia make up that 1%. And then the less than 1% is the Netherlands, India, Poland, Malaysia, Belgium, Saudi Arabia, Norway, Sweden, Kenya, Brazil, Austria, Cyprus. What is that? Slovenia, Denmark, Finland, Chile, Italy, Latvia, Belarus, Ukraine, Japan, and Hungary. Shout out to all you ladies and gentlemen out all over the world listening to the podcast. Didn't realize it broadcasted that far out. And wherever you guys are getting your podcast, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, The Player FM, you know, Stitcher, wherever you guys are getting it from, I'm glad you guys are tuning in, taking the time out of your day to listen to me rant and complain and talk about what everyday drummers or what us regular drummers do that, you know, we do have regular things to do and we do this on the side and maybe one day it will take off. But if it doesn't, we still enjoy doing what we're doing. And that's why we make videos on YouTube. This is why we put stuff on Instagram, on anybody probably who's out there on the TikTok or the Stitchers, or I'm sorry, not the Stitchers, or the Twitches or whatever platforms. I'm only on the Twitter and the Instagram. You can find me on the YouTube too. Again, links to my YouTube channel are in the show notes, but let's veer back on track here. We're talking about the copyrights. Videos getting blocked in other countries because we're doing a drum cover. Now, that just pisses me off, and I'm sure it's happened to you. It's happening to me now, and these are videos that are over a year old. And now all of a sudden they're taking them down because somebody has a stick up their ass and they want to be, oh, you can't make money off. I never said I was going to make money off of these damn things. The money should be going where the original artist should be getting the money. Am I right? I'm not the original artist to half of those songs that are, to all of the songs that are on my YouTube page, I'm not the artist, and I'm not supposed to be the one making the money. The money should be going to the artist. So why the hell is it being blocked off of Instagram and taken off of YouTube? You want to explain something? Explain that to us. It's not only happened to me, but it's happened to countless others, I'm sure. They just aren't saying anything about it. Every morning I get an alert on my Instagram, oh, that a video's been blocked in such and such country. Well, you know what? I'm not making money off of the goddamn thing. I could care less if I make money off of it. I got other avenues to make money. The money should be going to the artist. After all, they're the ones that wrote the stuff. I'm just trying to spread that music out in a drum cover for my fellow drummers and drummies out there that we can learn off of each other on how the drummer played the song. It just gets stupid. It gets stupid. You're blocking us from helping the other artists since you're not doing your goddamn job to promote those artists and give them more of a fan base. Hell, I think I'm opening up their fan bases more, and you're going to take my video down? So fuck you. I'm sorry, but this really gets up in my nerves. And it's happened to other people as well. Show notes. There's notes. I'll leave the link up in the show notes. I'm sure a lot of people know who Rick Beato is. Fantastic producer. Fantastic educator. He's already touched this subject. And guess what? It happened to him again. About a month ago, he got blocked by the same people that are blocking me, which is WMG. Is that Warner Brothers? Warner Music Group? He has a good thing on there about it. It says it right here in his notes. WMG and Joni were making all the money from the video for the song Amelia that came out in 1976. Instead of promoting their artists and their catalogs, they take down content that is making them money. What kind of business people are they? You know what? I agree with Rick on that. Here we are, taking time out of our days to make a video, or in my case, and a lot of you guys' cases out there, a lot of us drummers out there, our cases out there, to share with everybody a drum cover, a drum cover. Let me say that again, a drum cover, not a drum original, a drum cover. Now, if you're going to block us, then you might as well tell all the the cover bands out there that they can't be out there making music because they're stealing. That's just bullshit. And that's what's wrong with the music business these days. I'd rather support up-and-coming local artists and independent artists because they're not getting fucked by the record companies. Rick hit it on this. I haven't watched his video, but I already pretty much know what it's about just by reading the description on that video. The title says it too. What is wrong with these people? WMG blocks videos that make them money. Yeah, no shit. That's like, you're giving away free money to everybody and somebody refuses. What are you, stupid? Didn't you wear your fucking helmet? Come on, man. I don't want anything out of this, and Rick doesn't want anything of this. And I'm sure a lot of us YouTube drummers don't want anything out of it as well. Hell, to be completely honest with you, I don't care if you like or dislike my videos up there. I'm still going to do it because that's what I like to do. And if people like it, that's on them. I don't ask for the likes. I don't ask for the subscribers. That's up to you if you want to do it. I'm not here to force your hand into anything. Just like with this podcast. You want to listen to it, that's fine. You don't want to listen to it, hey, got other things to do, go ahead. But when it comes to drum covers, and a lot of us YouTube drummers and hashtag drummers of Instagram that are putting this stuff up there. Yeah, now I get it. There's a lot of the stuff out there on Instagram. There's a lot of people, they make their own, they're making their own music and they're playing, basically showing, you know, their chops and breaking down what can be a complicated beat and what cannot be a complicated beat. But I mean, to take down drum covers is just absurd. So let's see what Rick says here.
Okay, I wake up today and I get an email from someone named Duncan King Smith that says, Rick, you're fabulous. What makes a song great video on Joni Mitchell's Amelia has been taken down with the message video unavailable. This video contains content from WMG who has blocked it on copyright grounds. Now, the video has been out for probably a year or so. Not only is Joni and the label making all the money from this, but Joni personally reached out to me, or her assistant did, to say how much she appreciated the video. All
right, I don't know if you've heard that, but you probably did. He says it right there in the beginning of that, right there. He says it right there. They reached out appreciation. Joni, the artist, did. That he's sharing this. And it's getting taken down. One of my, it was a snippet on Instagram that I had posted up of one of the many Toto songs that I do. Everybody knows how crazy I am about Toto. They're like, I am like that with Rush. And one of my things got taken down on Instagram. So I screenshotted it, and I went right away to Twitter, and I blasted. I think it was Sony that took it down. And Sony's just their music, whatever, their algorithms or whatever they do to take this stuff down when we're just using it as entertainment purposes. We're not making any damn money off of this stuff. Took a screenshot, blasted them all over Twitter. You know, even had Rick on there, Rick Beato on there, on tagged him on it. I even sent him a DM, which he didn't reply to, which is fine. That's fine. Sent that same screenshot to Steve Lukather. And everybody knows who Steve Lukather is. Guitarist and founding member of Toto. Sent the screenshot of that to Steve Lukather. Within minutes, he replied, and he replied back, what the fuck? They never even let us know that that's going on. So when music's getting blocked that we are covering, the so-called record companies aren't even letting their artists know that stuff is getting blocked. So what the hell's going on there? What's going on behind the scenes there? What do you mean? You're not going to let your artist know that somebody in the state of Illinois or wherever you're located covered your tune, but we took it out of the liberties because it's just wrong for them to cover your music? And oh, it's, let's not forget, it's wrong for them to introduce new fans to your music, so we're gonna take it off of the Instagram or block it off of YouTube. But I'm not gonna tell the artist. Let's not tell the artist that Mr. Drummer over here or Mrs. Drummer over here, they covered one of their fantastic songs. They love their music. Check that out. They love the music so much that they're going to cover it and put it on their YouTube page or their Instagram page. But let's take it down. Let's not tell the artist that they did that. Let's not tell the artist that. Now, what's wrong with that system right there? Hell, I'd be like, hey, Band A over there. Hey, this guy covered your song. Shit, that's more publicity for you. And you didn't ask for it. That's the thing. The artists don't ask us to promote them. We do it because we love the bands. We support them. We want to share what the music has meant to us growing up and how much it's educated us and how much it's taught us. We want to share that with everybody else. Yet the people, the suits in the record business, who probably have never once played an instrument in their life, probably never blew into anything. Then again, they probably did blow something. Got into these higher positions of power in the music industry. And are just sitting up there with their beards growing longer and their bank accounts getting fatter, but they're not doing their due diligence and spreading that wealth to the people that actually created the music. They probably don't even give a damn about what the hell the artist did. It just gets stupid. It gets to a point where it gets annoying. And like I said, I'm sure I'm not the only YouTube drummer or Instagram drummer who's done a cover that's been blocked. Now, everybody knows that in our drumming community, it's really tight. Now, unless you're just somebody out there that has no clue, doesn't have a clue of what they're doing or how to play the instrument or whatever, we're going to educate you on that stuff. It's not my job to tell you that you're bad unless you're just bad. Then you probably shouldn't be playing it. And a lot of us drummers out there, it's not that. I get this question a lot. It's how did you coordinate yourself? I don't know. And a lot of you will feel the same thing. We don't know. We were born like that, I guess. I guess we're just weird. The first thing like that you always get asked to play, and it doesn't matter across the board, everybody wants you to cover a song. Can you play this? Can you play that? Especially us drummers, there's a lot of complicated drum parts out there that people would love for us to cover. And we give it our best shot. Whether it comes out 100% exactly like how the artist intended, it's really up to the player themselves. Sometimes we take a little bit of a liberty and we do a little bit of other stuff to it. But to actually film it as a drum cover and put it up on these social medias and then get it taken down because of a record company doesn't think it's right. They think we're making money. And again, I'm not making money. I don't want to make money off of that stuff. If a couple dollars falls in my hands or into my lap, sure. But I'm not out there trying to say I'm going to go make it rich by covering other people's music. Give the artist the music. That's the point. I'm just giving them publicity. I'm giving them advertisement. Eventually, Jeff Beccaro said it, eventually it comes back around and people will remember that. But coming from my personal standpoint, I'm just getting sick and tired of waking up every day that there's another notification saying that your video has been taken down because of some stupid-ass record company. Recently, it's been WMG. The same people who are going after Rick Beato now for something that was released in 1976, and he's talking about how great the song is. We're not making money. We're promoting the artist. Drum covers especially, we're promoting our fellow drummers out there, yet you're taking it down because you think that we're making money off of this stuff. You can kiss my ass. I I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Drum covers and covering other people's music is intended for educational purposes. That's what we do it for. We do it down the break, down a section of a song that we listen to. How the hell did they play that? Yeah. So we take our interpretations, break it down, and we want to share it with everybody who's never heard it before. They probably never heard it before. And introduce new fans of that music to them. And I honestly don't understand why that happens. Like I said, I haven't watched the entire Rick Beato video yet. It's only a 4-minute, 30-second rant that he goes into, but it's a good one. And I've seen his other ones where he's passionate about it. He's passionate about it because he's trying to educate us, just as us drummers who do this on a daily basis, that are filming, we're taking our hard time, we're putting our extra time and effort into these videos to put them out there for people to see all over the world. And for bands, we're promoting bands that we love, drummers that we love, music that we love. Let me say that again. We are promoting bands that we love, drummers that we love, and music that we love. And you're going down and taking it down because you think it's wrong. What we think is wrong is you're not telling the artist what you're doing. And you're probably screwing the artists who are making you guys rich by taking all of their money away from them. So fuck you, record companies. That's the bottom line there. It sickens me. It does. It sickens me every day that there's an alert. Here I'm thinking somebody liked the picture or sent me a message on the DMs. And if you guys want to connect with me, check out the my DMs on my Twitter handle and Instagram handle at TheRealWillGeronimo. You guys can message me there if there's a topic you guys want to talk about, something I missed in the news or what. But yeah, it gets pretty damn old real fast. All we're doing is covering a song, and especially a drum part. And you know what I'm going to do today? Just for that, I'm going to probably play a drum cover. I might even record it and publish it back on YouTube. Just as my way of giving back to the record company right here. It just gets stupid. It's stupid. I love the title of Rick's video. What is wrong with these people? It was published on April 15th of this year. Check out his channel because there's a lot of good information on there for it. I'll leave his link in the show notes. He's got a Patreon. You know, I don't even know what the hell that is. But you know, he did put up an update on here that his video was reinstated and it can be viewed anywhere, which rightfully so. Rightfully so. You know, that's one of the things about Rick Beato. He's always talking and breaking down songs. This is his sort of like how we drum cover, how we cover it on drums. He's actually covering the whole song. I recommend checking his channel out. He's got a lot of good information on there and a lot of good rants about the music industry. Especially when stuff like that happens, because it's just sickening. We work our asses off to promote and to share with people who have never heard of said bands or such and such music, never heard it before. And the record companies go behind the band's backs and come up to us and take down our stuff, which is just absurd. It's pretty much censorship. You're not allowed to do that. Pretty soon, we're probably all going to get arrested for making a drum cover. Copyrighted material. Fine, copyrighted material. That's cool. Again, I don't claim any of the music on my YouTube page, or for that matter, on my Instagram page. I don't claim it. It's not mine. I'm just sharing the music that I love with other people so that maybe they can like it. And from there, it's called, it branches out. It's how you get new fans. Oh, hey, man, I really like that song that you were listening to. What the, who the hell is that? Or you'll be in your car, you know, surprised they're not doing that, where you can't play music loud with your windows down because they're going to come and arrest you. The copyright police are going to probably, that's what's going to end up happening. Watch, you're going to have a bunch of cop cars that say copyright police, and they're going to pull you over. Oh, you can't play that out loud. Roll up the window. Fuck you. Come on. What is wrong with these people these days? What is coming down? These are people that are probably tone deaf anyway. That a dog howling and squealing at the moon is probably music to their ears. Fuck that shit. Come on. DM me on the Twitter handle or the Instagram. I want to know how many people that this actually happened and how you guys dealt with it. I've dealt with it by actually disputing the stuff and telling them that it's for educational purposes. And for most part, every time I do that and put it as a drum cover, it magically reappears. Oh, imagine that. I'm not making any money off of this stuff, huh? Don't you look stupid now. It is what it is. Stupid algorithms out there. Anyway, that's all I got today. I promise you, I don't know what other rants I'm going to have out there, but these rants, it's just something that it's near and dear to me because it's been happening a lot, and it just needs to stop, man. Nobody's doing wrong. It's not like we're out there, we're doing a drum cover, and somebody's getting killed. Nobody's getting killed out there. We're helping the artist by introducing new fans to their music, by educating them on stuff that we love, and you want to take it down. Not making any money off of it. You're taking the money away. We're giving them publicity. I'll leave the YouTube link up for Rick's video up there. You guys can check it out. Just want to do a quick, if you're looking to start a podcast on any topic, check out anchor.fm. It's one of the easiest ways to get a podcast started. You record it, whatever you want to talk about, get a title, start going off, start blabbering about it, talk about it, commentary, whatever you want to do. Set it up, publish it, and Anchor will do the work for you, and they will spread it across other avenues. Sometimes you have to go out there and you have to manually set it up, but for the most part, they do it all. They spread it along across the other many ways that you can get a podcast out, broadcast it out to the world. And they watch that stuff, and then they'll match up sponsors, and you can record ads for it, like this one that I'm actually recording while and inserting it into the podcast. So check them out, anchor.fm. It's one of the easiest ways to make a podcast. That's how I got started on this, and it's bringing me all to your devices and letting you guys hear me rant and rave on the Everyman Drummer podcast, released every Friday 10 in the morning. So that's all I got for this week's episode. More of a rant, angry rant, because it's something that's been happening on a constant basis, and I wanted to air my grievance out there because it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous and stupid. So everybody be blessed out there. Do your part. If you haven't been vaccinated, go out there and get vaccinated. I am fully vaccinated. I have an option to wear the mask, but there's some places that if you just don't feel comfortable, put the mask on. Let's you know, stop the spread. Let's get out of this so that way we all can be out there performing. We can all be out there meeting everybody again. Some places are starting to open up, but let's get it back to 100%. I want to be out there playing, meeting new drummers out there, just going out to even a local drum shop and shooting the shit with a lot of the drummers out there. Because the stories we tell, some of the things we talk about, everything, it's good stuff. So do your part, cover up, wear your mask, and get vaccinated. Until the next time, my friends in drummer world, ladies and gentlemen all over the world listening to this podcast, I will see you later. Hit me up in my DMs at Instagram and in Twitter. If there's a topic you want to talk about or something that I've missed, shoot me a message there and we'll talk about it then. Until next time, keep on drumming and we'll see you later.